Begin the current daf, Masechta Shabbos, daf Kuf Chav Vav. We begin on the bottom of Kuf Chav Hei Amid Beis, two lines from the bottom. Where the Gemara continues discussing our Mishnah from the previous daf, that V'chacham Oimrim Benkech or Benkech Pekin. The Chacham say, you know, either way you can use this pekak, this window closer, either way you can use it. And that is the Zemachlikis in the Mishnah between Elazar and the Chacham. Elazar says that for you to use it on Shabbos, it has to be that A, it's attached, it's tied onto it, and it's taller, it's hanging, that it's not on the floor, it's not dragging. However, if you're missing one of those elements, it looks like that you're being meisav al binyan, they're adding on to the building, because it looks like it's on the floor, and then you're taking it and attaching it to the window to close it, and therefore it has to be A, attached, and B, that it's still hanging, but again, if not, it's you're adding on, as we said in the previous daf, to an oil ara, you're a temporary addition, it looks like you're adding. However, the Chacham say, no, benkech or benkech, either way, you can use it, it's not a problem. Another Gemara says, my benkech or benkech. What does that mean? Either way, there's two components. There's two essentials that Rabbi Elazar said. It has to be a kosher, has to be attached, and it has to be that it's told that it's hanging. On that, Omer Abab, Omer Av Kahan, we continue on to the top of Kof Chavav and Alf. Bein kosher, bein shein kosher. In other words, even if it wasn't even attached, that you don't need. Not only are they arguing and saying that it doesn't have to be hanging, that it could be even dragging on the floor, but yet it would have to be attached, tied on. No, in other words, it doesn't have to have anything, benkech, benkech, even if it's not even attached. However, as long as it was prepared, in other words, it was designated from before Shabbos, that this is what we're using as a closer, like a door stop, but this is something that we're using for it. So therefore, it's not totally muktzah, it's not an item that has nothing to do with the purpose of closing the window, because it also would be muktzah, since it was prepared, even if it's not attached, and it's not hanging, it's going to be okay. On the Biyamir said to Rababam, why is it so obvious to you to be so lenient? But you should say that Rabbanan are only arguing on the element of teluya, of hanging. That is, Rabbi Elazar required both that it should be kosher, tied on, and hanging. However, even if it was attached, Rabbi Elazar held that if a part of it is dragging on the floor, Rabbi Elazar says it's as if we view it as if it's separated, as if it's on the floor itself, and that it would be like initially building on Shabbos. And on that, Rabbanan tell him that no, that bein talui or bein shein talui, that whether it's hanging or even it's not hanging, on that they say that even if it's hanging or if it's just dragging on the floor, you could still use it to close the window. However, v'husha kasher, as long as that it's attached. And I'll tell you why, Rabbi, I disagree with you, that it's not that they argue totally that it doesn't even have to be attached and just... And that, in other words, not only that it doesn't have to be hanging, but it doesn't have to be attached, you should say that when they argue on him, benkech, benkech, it's on the other element of, yes, it has to be attached, but it doesn't have to be hanging. And I'll prove it to you, that their argument was that we're just regarding the hanging, but not regarding the tying on, because we find, as we're going to see in the moment, Rabbi Yechonon compares the machlokes between Rabbi Elazar and the Chacham of the pekak achloin, of the closer of the window, to the machlokes regarding nagar hanigar, a bolt that's being dragged. And they're, according to everybody, as we're going to see, say that it has to be tied on. The only machlokes was if it has to be hanging or not. As the Gemara said, Rabbi Yechonon equated the two machlokes. He said, ke machlokes kan, kach machlokes benagar hanagar. The same machlokes regarding the pekak achloin, the window closer, is the same as the bolt that's being dragged. What machlokes is this? Now, as you learn in the Mishnah in Erevin, naga, regarding the bolt, which a bolt is a peg that you stick into the hole of a threshold, and that's what you use to close the door. So regarding that bolt, hanigra, that's being dragged, as we're going to explain that it's tied onto the door, but just one part of it is hanging on, is dragging on the floor, noilin boy b'migdash, you can use such a bolt to close in the base of migdash in the temple, and that is, since it's tied on, and it's designated, and it's ready to be prepared to use it as a bolt, and since it's already built there from before Shabbos, so all you have is a gzeirah shvus, an isra banan, of that it looks like building, because as we said, that if something is not actually in it, then it looks like it's like as if you're adding on. On that, we're not concerned, because as there's a klal gadol that there's no shvus b'mikdash, there's no gzeirah drabanan b'mis ha-mikdash. However, the Tanakhama says, "Been out of the base of Midrash, there is a problem, because as long as, even if it's tied on, but if it's dragging, then there's going to be a concern that it looks like you're adding to the building. However, Hamunach, regarding a bolt that's laying on the floor, it's not even tied on at all, rather when you took it out from the hole of the threshold, you put it on the ground, therefore when you put it now into the hole on Shabbos, you're actually building, you're adding to the building, that would be even the Issa Deraisa, even in the base of Midrash, it's going to be Asr. So Kan V'Kan Asr, they're either not only in the Medina, meaning out of the Beis HaMikdash is going to be a problem, but even the Beis HaMikdash is going to be Asr. In the Beis HaMikdash, we only allowed it if it was at least tied on, but just that it was not inside, it was hanging off. Rabbi Huda says, Hamunach is mutter b'mikdash. If something is even placed on the floor, it's mutter, it's even that is permitted in the Beis HaMikdash. And the reason is, since it was prepared from yesterday, that's not considered building. We view it as part of it, although it's disconnected, but that's the normal process of how you use this bolt. By taking it off and putting it back, that's not adding to the building. V'hanigra b'medina, and regarding one that's being schlepped, it's dragging, that's also mutter, even in out of the Beis HaMikdash, because he holds that that doesn't look like your building, because it's tied on. And as the Gemara says, the time we learn the Brice to explain this machlekes, that Ezehu Nagar Hanigur Shinoilim by Bemigdash Avaloy Bemdina. What was this that the Tanna Kama said? That regarding the bolt that's being dragged, that you can use it to close the door in the Beis HaMikdash, but not out of the Beis HaMikdash. What was this case talking about that that Rabbi Yechon is equating it to the case of our Mishnah of Pekakachloin? That's Kol Shekosher Vatoli, that it was told by that it was tied on, but it was hanging. So one end of it was hanging, V'reishet Megil Arts, and then another part of it, of the bolt, is hanging and is actually touching and dragging on the floor. And that the Tanna Kama says, for such a case that's kosher betoloi, that you can do in the Beis HaMikdash, but out of the Beis HaMikdash, even if it's tied on, but it's hanging, that's going to be usur out of the Beis HaMikdash. Because again, it's mechzi gebinya, looks like you're adding to the building. No, even such a case is mutter even outside of the Beis HaMikdash. What is the case of talking about that out of the Beis HaMikdash it's aser? It's not talking about that it's kosher betole, as he says, that it's attached but hanging, because he says that you don't have to say the Beis HaMikdash is mutter, because even out of the Beis HaMikdash that's mutter as long as it's tied on. But what is aser out of the Beis HaMikdash? Kosher in the loy kosher b'loy tole. That if it's not attached and it's not hanging, and you take it off and you put it on in the corner, and then when you want it, you put it back on, that's when it's usher out of the Beis HaMikdash. But in the Beis HaMikdash, even that is going to be mutter, as we said. The man Tana Nagar Hanigra, who is the Tanner? In other words, the Tana Kama of that Mishnah that argues on Rabbi Huda, and he says that what is the case that is going to be mutter in the Beis HaMikdash and usher out of the Beis HaMikdash, of talking about of the bolt that's being dragged, that is when you need both, that it has to be tied on and it has to be hanging. Who is that? Rebbe Lazar. It's Rebbe Lazar. And that is, he is the in our Mishnah that we find regarding the pekakach line, the closer of the window, that you need to have both components. So it's obvious that Rebbe Huda, who argues that he holds like Drabbanan, and therefore you see that Drabbanan hold that you need to have that it's tied on, you just don't need to have that it's hanging. And therefore, the question is, you want to say, Rabbi Abba, that Rabbi Huda, that this machloikis between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Lazar, who were finding the parallel regarding Nagar Nigra between Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Huda, that you want to say that benkach not only doesn't have to be hanging, it doesn't even have to be attached, tied on, yet we see Rabbi Yechon who says that they're equivalent machloikis, and then there we find that this is the same machloikis that Rabbi Lazar is the one, he's the Tanna Kama, that says you need to have both a tied on and hanging out of the Beis HaMikdash. And the Beis HaMikdash is okay if it's at least attached, because there we're not concerned with mechzi kibayna, that it's a issa drabbanan, because there is no issa drabbanan in the Beis HaMikdash. But outside of the Beis HaMikdash, then you have to have both components, as we find Rabbi Lazar and our Mishnah says the same thing. So therefore, the one who argues on that, Rabbi Huda, is like the same opinion as the Chacham and our Mishnah. And we find that even he, who is being lenient, he only says that yes, outside of the Beis HaMikdash, it's going to be mutter, even if it's not dragging, but it has to be that it's tied on. And only in the Beis HaMikdash, where even if it's not tied on, it's going to be mutter, because over there, he says that it's considered really part of the building, so therefore we have a contradiction to what you're trying to say. You're trying to say benkach means even if it's not tied on. Yeah, we find Rabbi Yechonon who says the equivalent in both cases, and obviously the Chum who argue on Rabbi Lazar are the ones that say that it has to have at least that it's tied on, it just doesn't have to be hanging. On that, the Gemara says, Omalei, I know the Amri Kehaitani, you're right. It sounds like from that Mishnah, that the one who argues on Rabbi Lazar holds that, yeah, you don't have to have both of kosher betala, but you have to have at least kosher, and therefore you're asking on me that benkech should say that you have to have at least kosher, but I'm saying like a different Tana, that he is the Chacham in our Mishnah that argue on Rabbi Lazar, that you don't even have to be tied on, and that's Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, as we're going to see, that he says it's considered prepared with just designating it, even if it didn't tie it on at all. The Tana has written a brisa. If someone had a rod that the homeowner prepared, he designated that we're going to use it to open and close the door, to use as a bolt. So the Tanna Kama says, as long as it's tied on and it's hanging by the doorway, then you could open and close the door with it, because that we have no concern with. You have both components. That's like the opinion of Rabbi Lazar. If it's not tied on and hanging, then you can use to open and close. It's considered a period even if it's not tied on. And that is the opinion of a Chacham in our Mishnah. That's what I was going like. So you're right, you have a different Tanoic opinion that argue in your laws and say that, okay, you don't have to have both, but you have to have one. Don't ask me, Rabbi Abba, that I'm saying Ben Kech means either one, because that's Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. He's the one that argue in our Mishnah and say it not only doesn't have to be hanging, it doesn't even have to be tied on. And this the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda bar Shila, Rabbi Asim, Rabbi Yechanan, Halacha Kishem Gamliel, the Halacha is like Kishem Gamliel, that he holds that it's enough, even with just designating it, even that would be mutter, that's like the Ben Kech of Rabbi Abba, that not only don't you have to have that it be tied on and hanging, or even tied on, doesn't have to have any, doesn't have to be tied on or hanging. And the Gemara asks, did Rabbi Yechanan really say that the Halacha follows Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and therefore it's enough with just designating it, you don't have to do any action whatsoever to consider it part of the building? But now we learn the Mishnah on Amud Beis, we say Kol Kisuya Kelim, regarding all the coverings of vessels. We continue on to Amud Beis. Sheyesh Lehem Beis Achiza. If the covering has a handle, then the Talmud of Shabbos, then the covering can be moved on Shabbos. Va'amar Rabbi Yehuda Bar Shila, Amar Ravasi, Amar Rabbi Yechanan. He came to explain what this case is Torah, as we're going to find later on this Amud. But who Sheyesh Torah's Kli Alein? That's as long as the covering could be moved, that it has a handle, as long as the covering itself has its own intrinsic status of a vessel. And that is, the covering itself could be used for something without it being a cover of the keli. Then you could move it. However, if it doesn't have the status of a kli, then we don't say the fact that it's a covering of a kli makes it a kli. However, Rashi says that although we find that the doors of a shade, a teva, a migdala, a closet, a box that we find in the Mishnah on Kuf Chav Beis that we learned that you could move it, that's because the door itself has the status of a kli, because you could sit on it, you could put food in it for a child. And the Gemara later is going to explain why do you need to have a handle if you're saying that it has the status of a kli, so why would I have to have a handle so that you could be able to move it if it in itself has intrinsic status as a kli. But either way, what we see is that according to, we find by Rabbi Yochanan that he says that something that does not have the status of a kli, you can't move it. Now, this rod, this kana, what type of status of a kli does it have? If it's because you're saying that you could open, that he designated to open and close the door with it as a bolt, now that doesn't give it a Torah's kli, that gives it a Torah's of binyan as part of the building, but it's not a kli, it's not a vessel. And therefore the question is, how could we say, Rabbi Yochanan is saying, Allah is like Ibshim Gamaliel, that just with designating it, it's considered a kli, but the problem is, what does it help by designating this kana to say that it's a kli and therefore you can move it? But the problem is he holds it has to have a Torah's kli intrinsically on its own usage to be considered a kli, and that you don't have by the rod, in spite of the fact that you're designating it as a bolt for the door, which would make it a binyan, but not a kli. So how could you move it? Now the Gemara says, V'chite mahachin nami dekut Torah's kli lav. And if you're going to say that, you're right, this rod that we're talking about has intrinsic status as a kli, that you could use the rod to go turn around the olives in the vat, or you could use it to break open nuts, so therefore it has the status of a vessel, but that's still difficult, because we're going, again, Rabbi Yochanan in the opinion of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. On me, boy, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Torah's Kli Lav, does Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who Rabbi Yochanan is trying to say that Allah is like him, to say that it needs to have the status of a vessel, that, again, this item that we're designating, that's enough to designate. You don't have to have it tied on. You don't have to have it hanging. It's enough just to designating it. Does he, and you're saying that Loch is like him, does it actually have to have the status of a vessel? But by the time we learn the Brayis, and not like that. We learn Charoyishal Dekel, regarding the hard branches of a palm tree. Shegodrun L'shametzim, that they were chopped off from the tree with the intent to use as firewood. The Nimlech Aleim Lishiv, and he changed his mind, he wanted to use it to sit on it on Shabbos. So the Tanna Kama said, Tzarech L'kash, you have to tie it, you have to do an action, a maisa, to go ahead and make it usable, non-muktza, prepared for Shabbos. And it's Tzarech L'kash, Rav Shmuel says, you don't have to tie it, and that is, you don't have to create it and turn it into a vessel, it's just branches, but as long as I want to use it to sit it, it's going to be good enough. Now, how could we say, Rav Yechon says, Lach is like Rav Shmuel Leil? And that is just with intent, it's going to be considered a vessel, it's going to be a part of the building. But however, Rabbi Yochanan says elsewhere that you has to have the status of a vessel. Now this rod that you're using as a bolt does not have a status of a vessel. It might have the status of a building, but not a status of a vessel. So it's going to be muktzah. And if you're trying to say that this case of a rod that we're saying that looks like a shimgam leil is that it is a vessel in its own right, but that can't be what Rabbi Yochanan is saying when he says Allah is like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Because Rabbi Shimon Gamliel does not require the item to be considered a vessel for it to be permitted to use, and that is to designate it and put it into the building and out, because we find that he says clearly by the Charoy Shel Dekel that there you don't have to go ahead and make it into the status of a vessel, as long as I just had in mind, even if it's just a regular branch. So now the Gemara answers, you're right, Rabbi Yochanan Svirli Kavasei B'chadar, Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Shimon in one element, in one aspect. That is, it's considered prepared even if he didn't tie it. Even if it's not tied, it's not hanging. And that is what he said, that Lachazim Shemulil. But he argues on him in one aspect that yet, in spite of the fact that it's enough just with intention, you know, it doesn't have to be tied on this bolt or to be hanging, but however, it also has to have the status of a vessel because or else it's going to be mukta and not going to be able to move it. As we find that he says in the next Mishnah, that it has to have at least the status of a vessel on it. So in this topic, the Gemara says, Darash Reb Yitzchak Nafcha, Pischa de Resh Galusa, that once Reb Yitzchak Nafcha, he was standing by the doorway of the Resh Galusa, and he says, Halacha, not like we just said. He said, Halacha Kribaleza, Halacha is that it has to be both tied on and even hanging. And that must Rav Amram, Mr. Rav Amram asked him from a mission later on that says, Umidivreim Lamandu, that from their words we learn, this is in the last parak, that it says in the days of Reb Tzadik and in the days of Abishol ben Bitnis, that they closed up a window with a jug. And they also tied a cup with a reed to know if there was a space the size of the opening of a tefach. And the Gemara over there explains what they're talking about. However, what it says over there is that we learned from that story, that incident that happened, three things. One, shepeikin, that we could close up a window with something that's not tied on and it wasn't hanging. It's okay. It's not considered a problem to close open the window. Umaydidin, that we're allowed to measure things, for example, a mikvah or different cloths, items for dvar mitzvah for measurement purposes related to a mitzvah. V'koishin, that we're allowed to tie something that, if it's not a kesher shel kayam, if it's not a knot that's supposed to stay there forever, l'katchili, you're allowed to do that on Shabbos. As it says b'Shabbos, so the difficulty is, we find an explicit mission that says that poikakin, that we're allowed to shutter a window, we're allowed to close it, even if it was not tied on or hanging from before Shabbos, and it's not considered a problem of like it's adding on to the building. So therefore, we find that it is motzah. How could you say Allah is like a beleza? Holds that no, it's also unless you have that it was tied on and hanging from before Shabbos. But Amalei Abayas, Abaya asks back on the one that's asking, my daitcha, what are you thinking that you're asking on Reb Yitzchak Nafcha from that Mishnah? What do you mean? He could answer you very simply. That's going according to the opinion of the Rabbanan, that I go on Reb Elazar, but I'm asking like Reb Elazar. So what are you going to say? Mishum Diktani Stama, because you know what I'm asking from? It's because that's a Stam of Mishnah without any specific author. That whenever there's a Stam Mishnah, we're asking that since the Stam Mishnah is like Rabbanan, obviously that's the Halacha Rabbi Yehuda Nasi picked without attributing it to who it is, to say that that's the authority of how the mission is going to be, like that halacha. However, naga nigru nami stamihu, but yet we have the mission we brought on Naman Aleph regarding the bolt that's being dragged, that also doesn't attribute who that says, and that is a stam like Reb Elazar, and he says that it's aser. So therefore, what are you asking from that Mishnah? If we have two stam mishnai, so good, you have one that sounds like Rabban, but I'll show you another stam Mishnah like Reb Elazar. Now the Gemara says, no, his question was, Vafilahachi Maisarab. The reason why he was asking from Medivreim Labanda from that Mishnah later on, that it sounds like the Halacha is Stam like Rabban and Alak Rabbalaza, that you don't have to have tied on and hanging, is because that was talking about an actual story that happened. And since in the story we find that they did it leniently, obviously that's the Halacha. People, you know, you could paskin one way, but the Halacha, you might do something differently. And since they actually did it that way, so that's why he was saying, why say Halacha is like Rabbalaza when we find it in practice, they did it even though it wasn't tied on and it wasn't hanging, and that's why he asked, why say halacha is like a balazim? Now for the final Mishnah of our parak, which was speaking about the topics of muktzah, we learn kisa hakelim shiyeshlam besachiz, regarding the covering of a vessel that has a handle. If it has a handle, then you tell him on Shabbos, then you let him move it on Shabbos. Amr Biyasi says, wait, when did we say that it has to have a handle? By medvam amurim bekisu karkois, regarding the coverings of things that are from the ground. For example, if you're covering a pit or a cistern, that's like building, unless if you make it obvious that the covering is not completing a building, but rather it's something that's meant to be taken to and back, you know, to open and close, which a handle shows that obviously it's there not to stay, but it's to open and close. That's why you have a handle. Regarding the covering of a vessel, then why do you need a handle for? You don't need to have a handle. A vessel is something that can be moved, and therefore there's no problem of putting a cover on, so you don't need to have a handle over there. It's only by kisei karkois. So now to qualify this machloikis, Rabbi Yechonon says, v'hu sheyesh toris kli alein, which we mentioned on the top of the amud, that this, that we said the coverings of kelim that have handles could be moved, is only if the covering itself has intrinsic status as a vessel. That is, these coverings could be used for their own purposes, even not as its status as a covering for a kli. But if not for that, we won't say that it will have the halacha of a kli, and then you won't be able to move it. So now the Gemara comes to explain what Rabbi Yochanan was saying. He says, the kuli alma, according to everybody in our Mishnah, kisu karkois, if it's a covering of something that's in the ground, If it has a handle, yes, then you can move it. Iloi loy. But if not, you can't move it because, again, that's like building. Because if it doesn't have a covering, as we find Rabbi Yossi, who sounds more lenient, says that, yes, on the ground it has to have a handle. If not, it looks like you're adding to a building. Kisei hakelim, regarding the covering of vessels, afagav de'enem beis achiza, even if it does not have a handle, since it has a Torah's kli on the covering, as Rabbi Yochanan is qualifying it, that the covering itself is useful in its own right, so even if it doesn't have a handle, it also would be okay to move it and put it on and take it off. Ki pligi, when was this machlekes in our Mishnah, were only bekelim dechabrinu ba'arim. It was talking about vessels that were attached to the ground. And there is where we have the machlekes in our Mishnah. That marasav ha-gezrinon, umarasav ha-loy gezrinon. That the Tanakhama of Mishnah held that we are gezer. We say that we're concerned with the case of, although it's a keli, but since it's attached to the ground, that you might come to do it when it's actually the ground, like a pit or a cistern. However, B.A.C. says that no, he's not concerned. We don't make a gzera, and it's such a case where it's not actually the ground, but just attached to the ground, but since it's a vessel, then it does not have to have a base yad, it doesn't have to have a handle. And it's as follows, that since Rabbi Yochanan established the case of the Mishnah when it was talking about that the covering actually had a Torah's kli, intrinsic worth as a vessel, so therefore he has to say that when the Rabbanon argue regarding a kalim that is talking about that is attached to the ground, because if it's talking about, as it sounds like from a Mishnah, that's talking about a regular kli, regular vessel, then even if the covering don't have a handle, you would be able to move it. Because as Rabbi Yochanan says, it has the Torah's kli alein, so then why would it make a difference if it has a handle or not? Why should that hold it back from being able to move? So obviously, as the Gemara comes to explain the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan in his interpretation of the Mishnah, that obviously that the covering of the kalim are talking about that the kalim are attached to the ground. For example, like an oven or a kira, when they're arguing that since it's similar in some form or fashion to the covering of a pit and a cistern, because it looks the same, because it's attached to the ground, then we made a gzera of hani otahani, that we said that if we're going to allow you to take it without a handle, by the case of the oven, and since it's attached to the ground, it looks like a pit, which is also part of the ground. And there, if we do it without a handle, that's going to be like baina. And therefore, we say that even by an oven that's attached to the ground, that's going to be a concern. But yeah, of course, if it's not attached to the ground, since it has intrinsic status of a kli, it doesn't have to have a handle. The Gemara says Lishna Achrina, which basically is saying the same thing, another version of what we just said, is Ki Pligi Bekisutana. When were they arguing was only talking about the covering of an oven, again, which is attached to the ground, and Marmadami Lalakisa Karka, U Marmadami Lalakisa Kalim, that the Tanakama compare it to the covering of something that's in the ground. And therefore we make a gzeira because we're concerned that you might come to do it by something attached to the ground, which is like binyan. If it doesn't have a handle, it doesn't make it obvious that it's either taken and put back, and therefore it looks like you're completing the ground. However, the Rabbi Yisrael holds that no, we don't compare it to the covering of a karka, we compare it to the covering of a keli because it is a keli, and therefore although it's attached to the ground, it's going to be mutter even if it doesn't have a handle, as we said, because Rabbi Yochanan says it's talking that it has intrinsic status of a vessel. Hanuloch kalakalim, we shall return to you the 17th parak Masechta Shabbos, parak kalakalim. Now we begin the 18th parak Masechta Shabbos, parak mefanan. Now this mission begins with the concept of tircha. The tircha, doing things which are difficult, they're challenging, they take a lot of exertion, of effort, that's us to do on Shabbos. However, our Mishnah says certain exceptions and a tayim of what we're allowed to do on Shabbos. As the Mishnah says, Mefanen afula arba v'chamish kupa shal tevim shal tvu, you're allowed to clear out even four or five boxes of straw or of produce if you need to have the place of where it is. Because of guests that you need to have over there, because of the of wasting time of people from learning in the Beis Medrash. And that is that you need people, to guests, to sit there for the meal, or you have to give a drasha, and there's students that need more room, so you could clear this out. And they were not concerned about the fact that there's a lot of exertion and effort to clear out these boxes from the Beis Medrash. But not a storehouse. And the Gemara is going to explain exactly what does this statement mean, but not by a storehouse. So now the Mishnah continues to say, and now what are you allowed to clear out? What is something that's considered fitting and not muktzah that you're allowed to clear out, and we're not concerned about tircha? So the Mishnah says categories of things that you could clear out and things that you cannot clear out, which would be considered things that are prepared and not muktzah, and those that are considered muktzah, although we're not concerned about tircha, but you still wouldn't be able to go ahead and move it on Shabbos. As the Mishnah says, mefan and truma tahara, we can clear out these boxes of if it has produce, if it's truma that's tahar, which that's fit, even if it's straw, which is for animal food, but that's fit for the animals of a kohen. But as Rashi explains, If it was Truma Temeya, then you wouldn't be able to move it on Shabbos. Because even for the behemoth of a Kohen, it's not fit for on Shabbos. Because although during the weekday it is fit, as the Gemara says in Abraisa and Perikol Shon, Mesechet Pesachim, that if the Kohen wants, he can give his Truma Temeya in front of a dog. However, on Shabbos and Yom Tov, it's not fit. Because that would be considered the beer, the getting rid of it, the eradicating it on Shabbos from the world. And whether it makes a difference if you're burning it or if you're giving it to an animal. But the halach is, you're not allowed to be mevair, now that you get rid of your truma tamea or kachim that's tamei on Yom Tov, as the Mishnah on Daf Chof Gimel that we learned says, that eimad likin b'shemen sreifa b'yom tov, you're not allowed to light a fire with shemen sreifa, which shemen has to be burnt on Yom Tov. And the Gemara there says that the reason is because you're not allowed to burn kachim on Yom Tov. So therefore, that's why the Mishnah says, a case of truma tahira, which although it's tavin, which is animal food, the reason why it's not muktzah and it's prepared, because you can give it to the animal of a kohen, again, only if it's truma tahira, but if it was tamei, it would be asur, it would be considered muktzah on Shabbos. Similarly, other items that are not considered muktzah are demai, because it's fit for an onion on Shabbos, umaisa rishon shenit l'trumasa, which sounds like a regular thing that it's kosher, that it's maisa rishon that a Levi has, that he took off the trumas maisa, has to go to the kohen. And similarly regarding Maisa Sheni and Hektish that were redeemed, that now you can eat it, so of course it's not muktzah, you can move these boxes for the guests to sit there or for the people to sit for the drasha. V'ha turmis ayavish, and the dry bean, which it's a type, a turmis is a type of a bean. V'mnishu maichal izim, because again that's not muktzah because it's fit for goats that they eat it. Avol, but now the Mishnah says, other items that are not fit to be used on Shabbos, and therefore you can't move those boxes, although it's not, we're not concerned about the tircha, we're concerned about the muktzah aspect. Avaloyis a tevel, not tevel, which is untithed produce. Avaloyis maiserishin shleinit trumasa, and not for maiserishin that the Levi has, but he didn't take off the trumas maiser, that then he has to take off a tenth from that and give it to the kohen. Avaloyis maiser sheni v'hekdesh leiniftu, and also similarly maiser sheni which and hekdesh which were not redeemed yet, so therefore again it's also asabahana. Avaloyis aluf, and not loaf, which is a type of a bean, which is even, it's not fit raw, even for an animal. But loya sachardla, not mustard. See, these things are items that are not fit to be used, so therefore they are muktzah. He says it is permitted if it's luf. Because although generally animals can't eat it when it's raw, however, it's fit for ravens, and wealthy people have ravens they bring up in their houses, and therefore as a sign of greatness. So therefore, since it's fit for ravens, it's not considered muktzah. Now the Mishnah says, chavili kash, bundles of straw, v'chavili etzim, and bundles of wood, v'chavili zrodim, and bundles of zrodim, which are types of reeds, which they take it when they're soft and they eat them. So it depends. Imiskinen l'maichel behemim, and talmud says, if these items of straw and of wood and of these zrodim, if they were taken for the purpose to be prepared to given for animal fodder, then you can move it because then it's not muktzah. However, but if they weren't prepared for that intent, so then again, then muktzah is always when it's set aside, it wasn't mentally prepared, then it's going to be us because then it's not fit for anyone, again, unless it was designated for animal food. Now the Gemara asks an elementary question on their Mishnah that says that you let it clear out four or five boxes from the place, wherever it is, because you want to have the guests or the yeshiva students to sit there. Now, hashta chamish mefan, Abram Meboya, you said that you let it clear out four or five boxes. If you say let it clear out five boxes, do I have to say you could clear out four? What's the terminology for? If you could do five, for sure four, why add on extra words? So the first pshat the Gemara brings is Amrav Chizda, Arba mechamesh, it means four of five. And that is, and the parentheses, some are gurus and not, but it's the same idea that ikad amri, some say, it means arba me'oitzer cotton, four from a small storehouse, but mechamesh me'oitzer gadol, but five from a large storehouse. And that is, if you only had five boxes over there, then you're only allowed to clear out four of them. Because you're not allowed to complete the oitzer, the storehouse, because maybe you're going to see, now that you cleared it out, it's an open, empty room, you're surveying the area, you're going to see holes on the ground, you're going to come to smooth it out, which is the isra of boina. And therefore, we don't allow you to totally clear it out, then you're only allowed to take out four from five. When did we say you're allowed to do five? That was from oitzer gadol, that is, if there's many, then you're not allowed to clear out more than five, because then we're concerned about the element of tircha, then it would be a major exertion. Up to five, we allow you for the guests and for the yeshiva bachrim, but that's why it says four or five, depending on the circumstance. If there's only five there, then you can't do even five, you can only do four, because we're concerned if you clear it out, you might come to smooth out the pits in the ground and be over and baina. When did we say allowed to do five? If there's like 20, 30, 100, then we allow you up to five, but more than five would be a concern, even for the element of tircha. And then Rav Chizkiah says, so then, umay avaloyis oitzis, then what does the Mishnah mean when it says, but not by a storehouse? And that is because it cannot mean that you shouldn't clear out the storehouse, because that we already know from the ratio, the way we're explaining when it says, arba v'chamesh, four and five, that we said the reason why you can only take four when there's five is because you cannot clear out the storehouse because of the concern that you're going to come to clear out, you're going to come to smooth out the ground. So what do we have to say, but not the storehouse? What it means to say is, shlo yaschil ba'etzit chli, you shouldn't start by a storehouse initially, and that is if you never started using things from that storehouse, whether for your own food or for the food of the animal, so then it's like muktzah, it's separate, it's set aside because you never used it before, so then you can't clear out even one of the boxes. As the Gemara says, Umani, who's the talmid of our Mishnah? Rabbi Yehuda, he de islay muktzah, it would be going like the shita of Rabbi Yehuda that he holds, that there is an element of muktzah, that he has a very broad, chumrah, stringent opinion to muktzah, and that is this oitzer, if you never used anything from it yet, it's just totally disassociated from your intentions, and therefore it's considered muktzah. And then, although we allow you to do four or five, depending on the circumstances, however, you can't even take one box if you never started before. That's one interpretation of why it says four or five. Again, four talking about a case of when it's a small eitzer, so therefore there's only five. You can only do four, you can't clear it out. Five is talking about a large eitzer with this many, so then we're not concerned about the fact that you're going to clear it out, but more than five is a concern of tircha. And what does it mean, avaloyisa eitzer? It means, although we're talking about eitzer in the four and the five, but it means to say don't start it initially, but we've never started before, because then it would be qualified as muktzah. Shmuel Amar Shmuel says no. What does it mean, arba v'chamesh, four or five, that we continue on at the top of kav chavzayin amelav? Kedam riyanshi is the way people speak. People say, you want to take four or five. So, you know, they say it in a way that first the small amount, if you need more, then you clear out more. And that's why I said first four and then five, but it was saying that even as much as you want. Take four or five, six, whatever it is, as the Gemara says. V'ibo yafil tuvenam ifan. Even if you want, you can take it even much more than that. So my avaloya says, what does it mean, but not the storehouse? You can say you can take as much as you want. So that is lo yigma kula. It means you should not totally, completely empty out the eitzer. And that is, as we said before, because dilma asalashu yigumis, because you might come to smooth out the holes in the ground. But of course, you could start. Even if it wasn't started initially, you could start. Umani, who is the town of that, of our Mishnah? That, according to that interpretation, that's Reb Shimon Hidalesli Muktzah. He holds there's no concern about Muktzah. So avaloyisa eitzer is not like the previous interpretation that it meant to say you shouldn't start it because, what do I mean, because I never started? This is animal food, it's my food. Of course I could take from it. He doesn't have such a broad interpretation of muktzah. So you could start, and not only could you start, you could take four, five, six, seven, eight. But why do we say four or five? You could take five, for sure you could take four. It's just to say, meaning as much as you need. Four, five, six, that's the way people speak. And when it says avaloyisa eitzer, it meant to say don't complete it, because that even Reb Shimon would agree that's a usur, because that's a gezer, that's a concern, that if we allow you to clear out the eitzer, then you might see, you're going to look at the floors, you can see this pitch, you can come to smooth it out, because now you could use it for living or whatever it is, and that would be a concern of binyan, and that's why we say avaloyisa eitzer.